The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
See if you can find a way of breathing that carries the signal of ease to your body. Don't demand that the ease erase the agitation. It's just if there's somewhere in your body mind that is soothed, just rest the attention there for a few moments. We summon some confidence that the way we can tend to the future and the complications of our life is to actually take very good care of what's here now. Of course, that doesn't always feel sufficient. But it's what we can do for now. Our agitation begs us to solve it. But awareness doesn't solve our problems. It dissolves them. Meaning they don't weigh on our heart in exactly the same manner. Everything looks different from the vantage point of stability, ease. So buoyed by a kind of network of care that connects us all, we breathe, relax, make our attention very simple. We put all of our hope into this moment. To let go is not to fry the clenched fist of grasping open. But to soften the recognition that holding on itself is a kind of illusion. Grasping the arm rails on a airplane at 30,000 feet. So we practice relaxing. Sometimes the relief comes immediately, and sometimes the unclenching of the fist feels like breathing. The necessity of opening supports us. The wisdom of no escape as we settle, feeling our body, feeling our breath. Letting go starts to feel a little safer. And what is left in the wake of letting go? Something like love. The poignancy of human condition. The innocence of all habit. Kind of respect for even our pain, confusion. Maybe we abide a kind of subtle warmth. Maybe it's the tiniest, even indiscernible smile. And we just take our cues from our face. Just to abide is more than enough.